3:35. He says, die for healing us, for bringing us and united us as children of God. That is his mission and his plan, that we live as children of God. It's a way of living. That is what the Old Testament is saying us, no, in the readings, amazing, beautiful readings. How God is going to do something new. And all is about peace and gladness. It's all about the action of God in our hearts and in our lives. It's a battle. You are trying, you know that it is a battle, because the enemy doesn't want us to grow and mature. But we have the power of God with us, if we open to him in this battle. Because we can't let the ego take the whole thing, and now the battle is lost. So every day is a battle. Every day of your life is going to be a battle. Some days more, other day less. Christian life is a battle. We have to go through the narrow way, not the broad way. The narrow way is the way of love. And that is the battle. The battle is love. Only that. The battle is growing in love, maturing in love. So I stop my judgmental mind, my complaining mind, my whatever mind that is taking me away from love in this moment. And that is the battle. The battle is that we are called to grow in love. We are called to be saints in the power of God. Because this is beautiful expression. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Thus the nation shall know that it is I, the Lord, who make Israel holy. So it's God, the only one who is holy. But it's that we need to open to him and take our ego from the first place. The only problem we have is that. We are constant. You can hear that you have a lot of time for being in silence, if you want, because we can be very noisy in our heads and in our desires. God is wanting to teach you to come to him, to come to his love, so you conquer yourself. Because only he can do that. Without him, you can do nothing. Nothing is nothing. Only ego. When you are out of Jesus, you are in the egocentric behavior. Me and every human being in the human history has been there. Jesus came to bring us to God, and bringing us to God, gather the children of God in the action of God. That is, be a children of God doesn't mean that I have a title. It means that I am living for another. That means to be a child of God. Is that I am begotten by other. It's an expression of St. John in the chapter 5 of the first letter. Those who believe are begotten by God. Are we living in such a way? I don't think so. No. Are we aware that someone is begotten in me in this moment? I don't think so. But faith is that. Faith is not an idea about thoughts. No, it's that other is wanting to give me everything because he's the giver of everything. He's the creator, he's almighty, and he wants also to give me his graces, his love, his wisdom, his power, his strength, and fulfill my heart with his gladness and with his joy. But I need to open to him. If I don't open to him, the thing doesn't work because it's all thinking. And Christian life is not about thinking, it's about the power of God acting in those who believe. And since the first day, I'm going to repeat it until the last day. We have only one problem. What? Our lack of faith. I hope that you are learning the lesson, because I know that I have only one problem, my lack of faith. But you have only one problem, your lack of faith. You were in total faith, you will be in the union with God already, as St. John of the Cross and the Teresa of Avila and other saints. Because their faith was growing, and they used everything in their lives for making their faith grow. Because you can use everything. You can use everything that is going to happen from now to the end of the day for growing in the knowledge of God, for opening your heart more to God and his love and his power and his graces and his joy. But depend on you. Because or you keep your ego first or you live in faith. Because the contrary of faith is selfishness, is self-centeredness. And that is the reason we are thinking, we are tired, we don't sleep, and when in our nights that are nightmares and worries and all these things, it's our ego working and the enemy working through our ego. That is very powerful, the enemy. I mean, Jesus came to crush Satan. So the enemy, you know, the expression of Jesus is, he is the ruler of this world. I mean, this is the expression of the Son of God talking about Satan. And in St. Paul, in one letter, he is the God of this world. I mean, Satan has a lot of power. And he's not going to let you, if you are, as we were seeing yesterday in the discernment of the Spirit, you are strong, you conquer everything. But you have to be strong. Because he's an enemy, and he sees that you are weak, and you are letting the things go, and you are not, he crush you. Because he is power as an angel, an intelligence. But he has no power in the person who is with God. That is the thing of faith. Resist him steadfast in your faith. So take advantage of this day, because the Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. He is guiding. The shepherd is the divine providence, as you know. It's the image of the divine providence of God. He's guiding your heart. The thing is, if I am letting him, that means humility. Of course, that I insist that this is the only problem we have, is that the ego, when it's not faith, faith is humble also. Why? Because if I am begotten by other, I understand that without the other I can do nothing. That is humility. No? Humility ontological is that it's recognizing that I need other. In the moment you are not in that humility, that is faith, you are in pride. And pride is the power of Satan in our heart, because he is pride in total dimension. His sin is pride. And now, lack of love, because everything that is my ego is contrary to love. But God is trying to guard you. The Lord will guard you. And where? I will console and gladden them after their sorrows. So God wants to give you gladness and consoling. So consolation, that we were talking, and joy. But depend on how you open to him. So you take the ego from the center of everything. God is giving another day to each of us for growing in holiness, to me and to you. I know it very well. Try to work it, because God is wanting to work in your heart. But you need to put him first, not letting your ego be first, because in that moment you are totally lost and in the power of the enemy, that here can do more harm than there. Why? Because here you don't have distractions. There you are full of distractions. You go to your phone, you go to TV, you go to the news, you go, and you distract yourself for not knowing what is happening in your life. Here is more difficult, because you are in silence, supposedly, and you are quiet, and now the things are more difficult, because you have to know yourself and what is happening inside you. He is the good shepherd. He wants to have this very clear. I mean, the connection, I'm not going to talk about that, but have this there. Idolatry and sin are totally connected. It's something that is repeated in the Bible all along the Old Testament. The people of Israel go away from God, they begin to make big sins. Huge sins, even killing their children, I mean, and daughters. It's in the Psalm 107. I mean, why? Because when you put God first, you are holy. When you are not putting God first, you have an idol, whatever idol, I don't know what. But it's all about your ego. And now our ego is always in the power of the enemy. We ask God to give us that, that we can make today. The expression is Ezekiel 18:31. Says the Lord, cast away from all the things that are bad inside you, however you want to call it, and make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Of what is depending on that? Make yourselves depending on my choices. God is wanting to give me that new heart and new spirit, but depending on how I work it. So we ask him to help us and Mary our mother, that she is so pure, so clean, so clear, so transparent to the action of God. She never, never, never put any resistance to the action of God. She was always living from him. And there is something, she is so amazing and so great and so pure and so beautiful. Why? Because she let God to be God in her heart. Only that is the difference between her and us. Thank you.